All right, what is your name?
Annie Borthwick.
All right, so do you live in Troy?
For the last 50 years, I've lived downtown.
So how's your experience in Troy?
Well, I came at 24, and I'm now 74. And I really, really like living downtown. I really like Troy. It's a very tiny place. Well, tiny for a city. But I like very much that it's a long, narrow river wards, and then you go up the hill, and you come to a little bit different kind of location. It's a great mix of a place.
So do you like the neighborhood you live in?
Well, I just moved to one of the textile mills that have been turned into apartments. But basically, I'm still within 10 blocks of where I've lived since 1990.
All right.
No, excuse me. 10 blocks I lived in since 1970.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
So I had a house for 42 years. I had a wonderful big house, and it was just a single-family house. So I used it to raise a family, and I used it to run a guest house for RPI researchers and grad students.
Okay, so have you lived, where did you live before Troy?
Well, I came from New Jersey. I lived in a wealthy suburban, a little city of 32,000, and I lived on the industrial street in a worn-out old building with my five brothers and sisters and my mom and dad.
So what made you move here?
Well, my husband grew up in Troy, and it was the end of the Vietnam War, and he was 25 and a half, and the Troy draft board said, if you don't keep your student deferment, we're going to send you to Vietnam. And we had to find a job, and there was one job here teaching. And so we had a draft deferment. So we came just for a year, and we stayed for another 50 years after that.
Nice. So what is freedom to you?
Well, for me, I really think freedom is the opportunity to know each other and to feel comfortable with yourself. I grew up in the 50s. I'm a product of the Eisenhower expectations of what you should be as an adult. And it was really stifling. And it's such a free life already. And I see that the whole world is looking for freedom.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
All right, what is your name?
My name is Jeffrey.
So you're not from Troy, or from America, for that matter. So where are you from?
I'm from Canada, Montreal. So, yeah, I just got here a month ago, approximately. Been working as the nature lab intern for the sanctuary. Yeah.
So how's your experience been so far?
It's really good. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening, so it's a good opportunity for me to try a lot of new things and also to mix different assets I have gathered on my way, I guess. So mixing science and art in different activities I've been doing or taking part in. So yeah, it's really great.
So are you coming down here for just schooling purposes?
Actually, I am done with school, so it of course is a nice opportunity for me, but I think it goes beyond that for sure. It's like a very nice opportunity to get to know a community that is not like that I'm not familiar with, and that's something that when you're traveling is often like hard to do, I think, because you just don't have like a open door to that community necessarily. But being part of the sanctuary allow me to really meet people and get to know them and understand what is their reality, and I think that is a big part of the experience too. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like plan on coming back anytime in the future?
That is definitely a possibility. I mean, Troy is not that far from Montreal. It's a couple hours a drive. So yeah, totally. I mean, if there is some more projects or opportunities for me here, I mean, it's not very hard to imagine myself keep doing stuff around here. Yeah.
Lastly, what is freedom to you?
I think freedom for me would be the possibility to pursue your potential and to get like the chance to exploit or try different things, to not be limited by I don't know, your economic or social position to make certain choices. So to have like yeah, the possibility to make choices actually, and a broad array of choices, not just like a few that are determined by like where you live or how you were born, who are your parents, you know. That I think that's something that is really a big part of freedom, is being able to try stuff, and if you're wrong or you don't like what you're trying, well, you still have this possibility to try something else after. And that's like something I've been doing a little bit, and I am really glad to have the chance to do that, and I think it's a big part of what freedom is for me. Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, what's your name?
My name is Greg Talamini.
All right, so you said you lived in Troy before. For how long?
I lived in Troy for 2 years.
Did you, how did you feel about living here?
Sort of bittersweet. I had a pretty bad housing situation with a landlord who didn't take care of my building, and I was basically forced out because my housing situation wasn't suitable, wasn't safe for me, so I left.
So was it anything else besides just the landlord and the housing situation, or would you say stuff was fine?
Other than that, my job is in Albany, so it was closer to my job and less of a commute for me, so I moved to Albany to make things easier.
So did you enjoy like the community or like the neighborhood you were in?
Yeah, Troy has a special place in my heart, and I still work here. I work at Troy Bike Rescue, and I love this place, and I think about moving back sometimes. Yeah.
Sorry, there's a car passing by. Last question. What is freedom to you? What does it mean to you?
To me, freedom means access to all of the things that I think that I would consider human rights, like housing, food, education, healthcare, and so on. And it's not an individual's access to those things. It depends on the whole community's access to those things. So I think that no person can be free until everybody around them is free, and that their freedom depends on the freedom of everyone around them also.
All right, thank you. All right, what is your name?
Jeremy Chaplin.
All right, do you live in Troy?
Yes, I do.
How's your experience in Troy? Like, how many years have you lived here, first of all?
Well, I've only been here for about 8 months.
Oh, okay, so how's your experience so far?
It's not been enjoyable.
Why do you say that?
Just from a different area. It's different here for me. I'm from Florida, and we have more of a unity type thing, and it seems like here it's more like everybody's fighting each other, so yeah.
How do you think they could fix that?
I think that starts with the people changing themselves and seeing what they are for who they are.
So you feel like people should try and come more together to try and solve the problem?
I believe that would be the only way you could solve the problem. If you want world peace, you want happiness, everybody has to be together.
Okay, final question. What is freedom to you?
An illusion.
Why do you say that?
Because freedom is an illusion. You can't just do whatever you want. You know, freedom is just, it's the perspective of the person. You know, I can't freely go drive a car. I can't freely go do anything without permission, without paying for it, without sacrificing myself for it. So that's not freedom.
So what do you hope freedom, like what do you wish freedom should be?
Freedom should be the ability to live your life as who you are without being constantly judged and seen as a negative entity in this world.
Thanks.